Federal tax relief for Alabama and other affected states. Huntsville. The IRS has announced a major federal tax relief initiative for individuals and businesses in 7 states, including Alabama, following the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene. This relief grants a postponed tax filing deadline of May 1, 2025, for various federal tax returns, including individual and business filings, normally due in March and April 2025. The extension also covers tax payments due in the aftermath of the hurricane's impact. The decision to extend the deadline comes after the disaster declaration by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, with eligible individuals and businesses now having additional time to file and pay taxes without facing penalties. Details of the IRS extension and relief. 1. Who qualifies for the postponed deadline? The IRS has extended the filing deadline to May 1, 2025, for taxpayers in the following states and areas impacted by Hurricane Helene: Alabama, entire state; Georgia, entire state; North Carolina, entire state; South Carolina, entire state; parts of Florida, 41 counties; parts of Tennessee, 8 counties; parts of Virginia, 6 counties and 1 city. Taxpayers in these regions can now file various individual and business tax returns, make tax payments, and submit quarterly estimated payments until May 1, 2025. 2. What's included in the relief? The IRS relief applies to the following tax obligations: 2024 individual and business returns normally due in March and April 2025. 2023 individual and corporate returns with valid extensions, excluding payments due in spring 2024. Quarterly estimated tax payments for 2024 and 2025, normally due in January and April. Quarterly payroll and excise tax returns normally due between October 2024 and April 2025. Businesses making payroll and excise tax deposits are also eligible for penalty relief under this provision. 3. The fine print. What's not covered? While the filing deadlines are extended, tax payments for the 2023 returns are not included in the relief if they were due before the disaster declaration. Additionally, state taxes in Alabama are still due on April 16, 2025, meaning taxpayers will need to adhere to the state filing deadline separately. 4. IRS resources for affected taxpayers. Taxpayers affected by the disaster can visit the IRS website for more details on the relief options, including a list of eligible counties and states. The IRS also provides resources for individuals and businesses looking to make use of this extension. Impact on businesses and individuals in affected areas. For residents and businesses in the affected areas, this extension offers a crucial financial reprieve, especially those still recovering from the storm's impacts. The relief allows them additional time to gather necessary documentation and ensure accurate filings without the added pressure of looming tax deadlines. 5. The IRS will continue to monitor and update. The IRS has clarified that the relief period will remain in effect until May 1, 2025. Taxpayers should continue to monitor IRS updates, as additional areas could qualify for similar extensions in the future if further disaster declarations are issued. Conclusion. What you need to know. The IRS's decision to extend the tax filing deadline to May 1, 2025, provides much-needed relief to individuals and businesses in Alabama and surrounding states affected by Hurricane Helene. However, taxpayers should note that while this extension grants additional time to file and make payments, it does not apply to state taxes in Alabama, which are still due by April 16, 2025. For more details on the disaster-related tax relief, visit the IRS website and ensure that you comply with the new deadlines. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.